This year, we heard a number of stories that we wanted to make sure you heard. So for the next few days, we'll be dropping short bonus material from a few guests we couldn't quite fit into the regular season, but we know you'll enjoy. On In Good Faith, we believe that all faith traditions have something to teach us about how God is working in the world and in our lives. So join us as we listen and learn and discover how speaking with people of other faiths can strengthen our own faith and even our own practice. Many of us have had that experience of going into a field of study and then looking back 20 years and realizing that wasn't where we ended up. But we're grateful for the journey and glad to be where we are. Fred Koenig is the editor of the Missouri Methodists, the monthly statewide magazine of the United Methodist Church in Missouri. And he's been working in communications for the Missouri Conference for 24 years. He's created and managed social media posts for more than 1,000 churches in Missouri.
So I always liked to write, and it was just kind of my strongest suit in school. My first writing job was I'd written a few satirical poems that got passed around in high school. And my high school guidance counselor called me into his office and he said, journalism would be good for me. And University of Missouri has a pretty good journalism school. And he pitched the idea of ag journalism to me because I came from a farm background. And he said, the first 2 years when you're at school, it's a big state school and you're just kind of a number and you might get lost in the crowd. But he thought the ag school would take better care of me. And I did connect well in the ag school. Most of my journalism work didn't really have much to do with ag, but I appreciated the classes that I had in the ag school. I met a lot of good people there.
And then what led you then to being the editor where you are now?
So my wife is an urban forester with the Missouri Department of Conservation, which is a very specific skill set. You have to move to get promoted. It's not like there's a whole lot of urban foresters in one place. You kind of seek out the jobs. That's what took us to St. Joe. It was her job. And then back then, everybody had a good daily newspaper. And I'm like, well, with a journalism degree, I can walk into a newspaper and get a job. And I did day one with St. Joe. We started on the same day. Worked for the daily newspaper in Northwest Missouri. And then she got promoted to Hannibal. So we moved to Hannibal. And I got to work for the daily newspaper in Hannibal and all the Mark Twain tradition. That was kind of fun. And then when we moved to Columbia, we knew that was a terminal move that any positions above her was going to either be in Columbia or within commuting distance of the state capital, Jefferson City. So we kind of settled down and, you know, I looked at jobs and ended up getting here at the United Methodist Church. They needed somebody with their newspaper. And it's like, well, a newspaper is a newspaper. And I definitely went into this job from a newspaper man perspective that I was going to be reporting on the news of the United Methodist Church. And I looked at the United Methodist Church in Missouri. At that point, we had like 1,000 churches in Missouri as just my community, just like I looked at my hometown when I was in St. Joe or Hannibal or when I worked at the weekly newspaper in Belle Bland in Vienna. So just considered covering the news just as journalistically and straightforward as I could. And I felt it was my duty to be working for that population of local churches across Missouri rather than my coworkers and colleagues within my office, because I just thought they want to know what's going on in United Methodism in the state. They didn't want my job to be making the people in administration look good. They wanted the connection and to, you know, just really understand. So I was just trying to come at it with a very straightforward view, is write the story basically the same way I'd write it if I was working for the daily newspaper, but I just happened to have the United Methodists issuing my paycheck. So, and they've been extremely gracious about that, really giving me great freedom to cover the news as I see fit, and it's not been a problem. I've greatly benefited from the people I've worked with and worked around and the local churches I've interviewed, and all of that's helped my faith grow and develop through the years. And prayer is a big part of it for me, just keeping my head straight personally, because as a journalist, I am looking at things in a very pragmatic, really secular view of just telling the story and telling the story accurately, because I'm trying to tell someone else's story. You know, I heard Malcolm Gladwell talk about his storytelling technique one time about how if the source of his story is happy with the story, you know he's done it right, because he's not trying to expose somebody. He doesn't do that kind of journalism. He's trying to tell their story for them. And I take that same approach. You know, my own personal faith isn't really part of the storytelling usually as I'm writing, but it's necessary for me just to keep my soul right and to, you know, go into this job and appreciate it and appreciate the position I have, the privilege that I have. And, you know, I very often give God thanks just to be able to be here and tell the story of his church and his people and the work being done in his name. That's higher than I'd hoped for when I became a journalist. So,
will you tell me a couple of stories or people that you met that were very meaningful to you?
Yeah, so one that comes to mind immediately is I was doing a story on a guy at a small church in inner city Kansas City that was doing a clothing closet. And the community was a challenging community that this church was in, that he was operating in. His van had been stolen 3 times. And he's like, yeah, after the second time, they dropped his insurance. And, you know, he just has to wait till the police find it. And then he goes and gets it and brings it back. And it's a pretty basic small church ministry that you find everywhere. We had a couple that came in and were shopping for clothes, but he said they were obviously just like high grading the clothes. They'd find the nicest clothes regardless of size and take that. And the second time it happened, he followed them, and he trailed them home to see where they lived, and then he went by later, and they were garage selling the clothes from the church closet. At that point, he had to prohibit them from buying, because that's not what it was there for, but it showed me that he was really dedicated to that ministry. He was just all in. It's not like he's just putting in a few volunteer hours and feeling good about it. And some of his friends said, you know, why are you putting so much work into these people who are not working for themselves, was how they asked the question to him. And he said, well, perhaps that might be true of some of them. They could work and they're not. And the ministries we do, is, you know, might be enabling. But he said, I wouldn't trade places with any of them. And he just kind of recognized his own privilege and status as something that motivated him to give to others and to do what he could just to help society at large and not worry that, well, are these people ultimately deserving of what I'm doing for them, or is it just kind of what needs to be done? And he hit me in particular, but there's just, I get to write those stories all the time, and that's why I've stuck with this job so long. It's been just really rewarding to be able to share those kind of stories across the church.
Many thanks to Fred Koenig for speaking with me. Our production team includes Heather Bigley, Heidi Clough, Nick Levitt, and Ocean Marshall. Our post-production sound designer is Gabriel Haro. In Good Faith is committed to the idea that we all benefit from hearing people of widely varying backgrounds share their personal experience with faith and belief. In fact, we think people with such experience deserve some of our best listening. Check out more of our episodes and extended interviews on our YouTube channel and connect with us on Instagram and Facebook at In Good Faith Podcast. In Good Faith is a production of BYU Radio. I'm Stephen Cap Perry. I hope you join me again soon, right here, In Good Faith.